T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congressman Chris Collins has a trial date. It came out in a court appearance yesterday in New York City. The date, February 3rd, 2020. And joining us live this morning, Kevin Hardwick, the host of Hardline with Hardwick, Sundays 10 until noon here on WBEN, also a Republican member of the Erie County Legislature. Kevin, what did you think of the trial date?
Well, I like a lot of people, I was a bit surprised. It certainly looks like he's getting special treatment. I know you have Paul Cambria coming on shortly. He would be better to opine on that. But from a political standpoint, I think McMurray is spinning it that way, that, you know, he's getting special treatment. He's also saying, you know, if he gets elected, you're going to have a congressman in there for a couple years who's going to be under indictment. He's not going to be able to represent you properly because of the indictment, the fact that he's radioactive. No one's want to go near him. All the clout that he had before the indictment is gone, his committee assignments, his relationship with the president. You know, and I think it's an effective talking point for McMurray on the campaign trail.
And do you think this is something, I mean, that court date is in 2020. If Collins is reelected, is this something that when it comes up again, he might be asking to push back because it's another election year?
Well, I think he would. Again, this is Paul Cambria can weigh in on this, but I doubt that would be effective. I doubt the court would buy that. You know, the reasoning appears to be because this much of the evidence is in Australia, and it's going to take time to collect it and whatnot. I mean, that's what I read this morning in the Buffalo News. So I doubt that argument that it's an election year would hold much weight.
All right, let's move on to pay raises if we can for a minute. Pay raises, the idea of them for elected officials in Erie County is back. Do you think this will be different this time, Kevin?
I think it might be. I mean, I think you look at the sheriff, and the sheriff seems to be the poster child for a case for pay raises. I think the sheriff currently makes like $79,000 a year for the responsibility he has for the, you know, for the holding center, for the correctional facility, for the road patrols, and everything else. You know, it does it does seem to say, you know, that we got to pay our sheriff more money. I think some people may balk at that, especially some Democrats have a problem with the current sheriff. He's under fire constantly from them. But realize what you're budgeting here is not, you know, not the sheriff, the current sheriff. You're budgeting the position because the pay raises won't take effect until after the next election.
Is this something that would be a one-time pay bump or maybe something that would be put in place to say, okay, every 10 years or so there's a percentage increase?
No, well, the way it all depends on the resolution that's put forth. The Salary Commission, Salary Review Commission, is suggesting raises for 3 countywide elected officials. Once their new term takes effect, you know, it won't necessarily be marked polling cars. It'll be the county executive elected next year. And then raises tied to, they're recommending the CSEA contract, you know, 2% a year or whatever. I'm not sure how that's going to fly with other members of the legislature. We'll have to see how that shakes out. They are not recommending raises for the county clerk, and they are not recommending raises for the county legislature, and I think those recommendations certainly are appropriate, and I don't see them changing.
Kevin, we're glad you could join us. What's coming up Sunday?
Well, it's going to be a surprise to you and to me. We're still putting it together. I would like to do something on the pay raises, however, go into greater depth on that, and I'm sure we'll be talking about New York 27.
All right, Kevin, we appreciate it. That's Kevin Hardwick here this Sunday on Hardline right here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.